Bruce Williamson is from the independent group Rail Future. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning.
Should we be concerned?
Well, I think you should, really. Obviously, you know, passengers need to get to places, and it's tempting to ask, well, what's wrong with the status quo? I think we have to sort of put this in the larger context of rail use just going up and up and up generally, and there's huge pressure on the system. So why is Manchester and Scotland more important? Maybe it's because tickets are worth more for these longer destinations than relatively short hops from Coventry to Birmingham.
Well, it's part of the consultation into the West Coast rail franchise. It does seem that Coventry and Rugby are be given short shrift.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, to stop at a station, it takes sort of 5 or 10 extra minutes. And if you include all the sort of the relatively small places like Rugby and Coventry and others, Stoke and Crewe and so on, then you can imagine that a long-distance train will be slowed down considerably. So there is a balance to be struck about serving the sort of relatively small places and getting to the big destinations. And, you know, I think a balance could be struck. It probably is being struck at the moment.
We heard from Keith earlier, who mentioned that when rail services were cut in his area in Eton, it really affected the businesses. It's not just the passengers, is it? It's the implications of cutting these services to the stations.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. You know, decent rail services are sort of very important for economic growth. And for that reason, obviously, you know, it's important that there is a decent service to every sort of town within reason. But like I say, you know, add Nuneaton, add Rugby, add Coventry, and then, you know, you've slowed your train down an awful lot. So there might be some very clever jiggery-pokery to be done with certain trains stopping at certain stations and other trains stopping at certain other stations to sort of do the best you can to keep everyone happy.
Bruce, thinking about the future of this, yeah. Trish mentioned HS2. We've missed out on that. It looks like that's going to bypass Coventry completely, yeah. Although it's going to play through Warwickshire. We're not going to see the train stop here. We've now had this happen to us. This doesn't, I mean, the future of rail seems to be all about just linking up the big cities and everywhere in between. Looks like it's going to get missed out, isn't it?
Yeah, I think there's a problem with HS2 in that it goes from London to Birmingham with no stops in between and doesn't even connect to the existing network. But the sort of slight silver lining to the cloud would be that when, you know, HS2 starts operations with these sort of high-speed intercity services, the existing West Coast mainline probably will have more stopping services at the sort of places we mentioned. So maybe if you're prepared to wait 20 years, you'll get more train stopping at Coventry.
But it's a long wait, but yeah. Bruce, appreciate that. Bruce Williamson, spokesperson for Rail Future.